Okay, I'm not going to let you sit down this time. Our gospel lesson today comes from the book of Mark, and I'm going to be reading from three different chapters, chapter 1, verse 35, chapter 6, verse 46, and chapter 14, verses 32 through 39. And it's just easier to do it from my phone. Okay. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said, "Peter, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall in temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. And I would like to welcome back Leilani, who will be giving our sermon today.
Good morning. Good morning. I think the last time that I was here, it was raining. And I believe that I also said at that time that that is probably just another good day for a nap. I'm thinking God wants me to take many naps. That's what I'm thinking. Praise God. Every day, every moment. Because no matter what we're going through, and no matter what the world seems to be going through, He is there for us every moment of every day. So don't ever feel that you're alone. A country preacher decided to skip services one Sunday and headed to the hills to do some bear hunting. As he rounded the corner on a perilous twist in the trail, he and a bear collided, sending him and his rifle tumbling down the mountainside. Before he knew it, his rifle went one way and he went the other, landing on a rock and breaking both legs. That was the good news. The bad news was that the ferocious bear, charging at him from a distance, and he couldn't move. "Oh Lord," the preacher prayed, "I'm so sorry for skipping services today to come out and here and hunt. Please give me and grant me just one wish. Please make a Christian out of that bear that's coming at me. Please, Lord." That very instant, the bear skidded to a halt, fell to its knees, clasped its paws together, and began to pray aloud right at the preacher's feet. "Dear Lord, bless this food that I am about to receive. In Jesus' name, amen." Prayer matters. It does, doesn't it? Yes, it does. The title of my sermon today is "I Go to Pray." Mid last year, a group of us from church started watching The Chosen series. Has anybody watched that or have you seen it? Okay, if you get a chance to watch it, please watch it. It's the journey that Jesus made through his life. And it is very, very overwhelming at times on how it was put together and how you feel like you're in that moment with him. There's humor in it. There are times of laughter and questioning and everything, but it is truly something you really should watch. There are two series out right now, and the third one's coming. Let's see. who has seen the series. It is really, really good, and I, for one, can't wait for Series 3, which is anticipated to come out in late 2022, early 2023. One of the series, Series 2, Episode 3, is based on Matthew 4:24. Jesus was listening and provided guidance, a lot of healing and prayers for the people who came and stood in a long, long line, for they had heard about his healing ways and found their faith within to believe he could. At the end of the night, when all was said and done, Jesus returned to the encampment, physically and mentally exhausted, and did not want to talk or discuss his day with anyone. He went straight to rest. Think about the passages that were read today. In just these few passages, we find Jesus taking solitary time to himself to do what? To pray. In all that we have read and stories we have heard about Jesus' travels, can you imagine his exhaustion? He's walked and walked and walked and walked, and each adventure he was on, he knew what he had to do. He knew he was going to have many followers, and he knew he was going to face doubt and fear from not only the multitude of crowds, but for those he kept so close. He knew what his fate was in the end. I believe his convictions within himself he wrestled with constantly, but he continued to put his best foot forward every day. Isn't that what we do sometimes? He didn't have electronic technology. None of his guidance came from the world, but from his Father when he took the time, after exhaustion set in, to seek him and pray. Don't we do that? The times we find ourselves in today's world, it is so exhausting also, isn't it? One thing I know is that technology can be our friend and our foe. There is so much information out there, TV, radio, all the many different choices on the internet that can lead you anywhere you want to go to get so many different opinions on answers on just one subject that you choose to research. If we are not careful, we fall into a trap of taking on all of the world's issues and problems, and we are not even involved in most of it, but we form opinions, choose answers that are truly not our own based on the time we have taken to listen or to read about it. If we are not careful, our hearts become in tune with the world, and we forget that our individual values, our beliefs, and our own thoughts and opinions are swept up and swallowed up by this vicious cycle that really does not care about you and your inner being. And then there are the advertisements that you get to decide which drug would be best fit for your symptoms because you are convinced that you now have a big medical issue or your thoughts are not right with the world's opinion, so therefore we have a drug for you and your kids because they too need it. Don't get me wrong, I truly support the use of drugs for their purposes. But it is the way of the world to create a mindset that this one is right for you, so you have to pursue it. If it were only that simple, right? Obesity would be gone with one pill. Cancer would be cured with one pill. Mental health issues, one pill fits all. Health issues could be under control. Sorry, heart issues could be under control. Just ask your doctor. We live in a society where we have been convinced that a quick fix is all we need. Patience and understanding is out the door. Always remember, the drugs are not the cure. God is the ultimate healer. Can you imagine what would have happened if Jesus had not followed his Father's instructions and will? Maybe his response was like this. No, Dad, I'm not going to wait and have patience. I've got my own ideas on this, but if it doesn't work, I'll try yours. But I think you're wrong. Do you think he really called him Dad? I think that conversation is more the response in today's world from many people. We'll pray to you, Lord, but don't ask us to wait. I've got so much to do and so little time to do it. There comes a time when the best thing for us to do is to not speak, but to retreat to a quiet place and pray to the Lord just as Jesus did many times, asking him to direct and guide us, to keep our focus on him and not the world. When we pray, it is our own personal access to him. Have you ever thought about that? You are in his presence, at his mercy, and he wants you there. to comfort us while in his presence. Prayer gives us hope in this world, gives us hope in getting through difficult situations and the times we are dealing with. Our hope is in Jesus Our hope is in Jesus Christ through prayer. There are five elements of prayer: confession, owning up to sin and asking God's mercy and forgiveness. This is your time with God and not the world. The world does not need to know your conversations with God. It is you and him. Thanksgiving, thanking God for his many blessings, such as health or your children. Petition, asking God for something like healing, courage, or wisdom. We long to continue to be courageous and so full of his wisdom. Intercession, asking God to help others who need it, such as the sick, poor, those suffering in war. And that war isn't just in the outside world, but within us. Our struggles are all real. And worship and praise, by giving all the glory to God and lifting him up. Whether through prayers, songs, etc., we set ourselves at his feet to further carry out his direction in this world and in our lives. We really need to step back and let God be the center of every day. And at that center is the deep conversation with him we so need. We need to pray. Most nights when I lay my head to rest, I go into prayer with my Lord and Savior. And when I do, I envision him with his arms wrapped around me, for that is when I am at my weakest moment in front of him in prayer. I close the world out, for that is our time, and I fall asleep in his arms, knowing that it is where my protection comes from. He should be our source of your source of comfort as well. Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us pray. Lord of all the heavens, may we find our solace and comfort knowing that you are there at any given time we reach out to you through prayer. You call us by name. You know us inside and out, our every thought and feeling. May our time of prayer with you be intimate and bring warmth to your heart, so you know we are truly your children and know we are blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Leilani. Wonderful message. Our closing